That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks, to a What Does Notre Dame Need to Do to Make a True College Football Playoff Run in 24 edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Yanni Boy out as well. Notifications on, that way you alerted every time a new episode drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, rat, Always Irish Chic. Emails, alwaysirishnd@gmail.com. Audio only, anywhere you want it. You can get it if you don't want to see my face. I certainly don't blame you. Call in lines. 312-988-15. You dialed up. Tell Yanni Boy all you've heard and seen. Instagram, Facebook, Always Irish Inc. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish. Former captain, leading tackler, Mike Goolsby, and myself breaking it all down. USA Today, Irish Wire, read all about it. All right. Welcome in. Welcome back. Thanks for being here. Really, really simple, straightforward topic. We've been talking a lot about spring, a lot about next year, and what we think about it, what we feel about it, what's the high end, what's the low end, what would be a solid year, what's a good year, what's a great year, all this stuff. Today, I want to think about, and I want you to think, getting to the next level. A true CFP run. And I want to be very specific. To me, that means winning more than one game in the playoff. Making the playoff and losing, that's not a playoff run. That's you made it in the playoff and died. That is the opposite of a playoff run. Run means you're going once you're in it, not just get there and keel over. So to me, a run means winning more than one playoff game. Get better at for that to be a reality. I got five things for you. See if you agree. See if you disagree. See if there's some other things you want to, you would put on the list that I don't have on the list. I don't know, whatever. Whatever. Let me know. Number one, better quarterback play. Right off the bat, number one, better quarterback play. One of, if not the biggest large-scale problem Notre Dame's had getting to the next level, they have not had good enough quarterback play. John, what do you mean? We had some decent guys and they didn't have help with them and the coaching wasn't great and we didn't have a lot of talent to support them. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. The reality of this is Notre Dame needs a quarterback that you win your big games because of, not just with. You follow me? I'm done with great steward of the university, and he's tough, and he has Notre Dame-y traits. All of those are words people use to describe quarterbacks that just aren't great quarterbacks. Sorry. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, Ian Book, Drew Pine, like whatever. I'm just saying. I'm done with, you know what never comes with Notre Dame's good stewards, intangibles, really tough, very gritty traits, Notre Dame kind of kid. You know what never comes with those traits? Being elite at football. Are you finding a coincidence here? Those are all attributes you give to somebody. You want to be better at the game than they are. And you need to feel better about it and make him feel better. All right? So I'm over the like thing. And like he gives his all out there and he tries hard. And he's great for the university and all that. How about you just be an elite quarterback? How about you just be an elite quarterback? Can we try that? I need a Notre Dame quarterback. You win your biggest games because of. Not at all. Or not just with that the defense drags across the finish line. I need the quarterback to be a plus, not a negative and not a neutral. a plus. And not one that's just capable of beating a downtrodden Virginia Tech team at the last moment at home where there's no excuse it should even be close. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about beating Ohio State. I'm talking about high-level shit. I'm sick of this quarterback thing. It's been way too long. People's minds are all messed up about what it looks like to be right at that position. We haven't had it for way too long. You don't get trophies in the Goog because you're a good ND guy and you have traits and you're tough and you do the... Be better at football. Be better at football. Number two, the offense can't be lame anymore. It can't be lame. It's been lame, predictable, boring. Oh my God, John, what do you mean? Top 10 scoring offense in America last year, blah, blah. Is that not good enough? No, it's not. No, it's not. Stop being intellectually dishonest to yourself to make yourself feel better emotionally. Deep down, you know. Deep down, you know. The offense scored all those points against nobody's on the schedule, and then we're outmatched in right off the bat against all the teams with decent defenses we played. And as a result, you lost three games. The offense must take a big jump forward in planning, diversity, creativity, matchup setting, pivoting, keeping defenses honest and off balance. Everything needs to be better. Everything needs to be better. I cannot reiterate enough how unimpressed I am that you scored 80 million points against Navy and Central Michigan. I do not care. I do not care. You are not measured by how good your offense is against teams that have no talent. You are measured against the better teams you play. I need Notre Dame to make a big jump in everything in that regard. So, Mike, that's your mission. That's what you're brought in here to do. Make this offense be able to work against teams with a defensive pulse. Number three, this defense, they've been the backbone, man. This defense has been the backbone of the problem ever since what? 17, Kelly rebuilt it, and the defense has been good since then. And I'm proud of them. I'm happy that their defense has been good, but they've been relied upon to do everything and to win every big game for way too long. This group has less to improve on than the offense because they're starting at a more high-level spot to me that I trust. But if the offense is able to hold on to the ball longer, score more points, then that makes these guys' lives easier. They've done a really, really good job, but there's always room for improvement. You may say it's nitpicky, but I need this defense to cut down on some big runs that hurt them at the worst moments last year. Think about the Ohio State run. Bad run fit around the edge. Touchdown, Ohio State. Can't happen. Backbreak. Horrible moment. You're playing great defense overall. It's that one bad run fit. And there it goes. I can't have the bad run fit. Too big of a moment. More splash plays at key moments. One more tip ball, one more sack. Hold on to an interception to seal the game. The defense is close to being able to pull Notre Dame over the top in some of these moments. They've been close, but not there yet. Not there yet. They need one or two more guys to make one or two more big plays. Change all, and we just haven't gotten there. Haven't been able to have it. I also need a little more havoc behind the line of scrimmage. I need a little more havoc behind the line of scrimmage. I need a little bit more pressure and them to be the offense to be uncomfortable with us coming at you. I need a little more of that. So the defense doesn't have much further to go. They're way ahead from where the offense was. But those are some things I'm looking at. Cut down on those big gash run plays. More splash key plays at big times. More havoc behind the line of scrimmage. Number four, coaching. Oh, John, you love Freeman. You never say he has to get better. He's perfect. Freeman's got to tighten up the airs. No more 10-man plays run in Notre Dame Stadium since Bush. Seriously, name me a sequence of plays with more perception of Notre Dame on the line than that ended up being. Even if you want to go all the way back to 2012, the Stanford goal line stand at Notre Dame, what a big deal. That was, yeah, it was a big deal. But Stanford was not thought of the way Ohio State is. Stanford was not thought of the way Ohio State is. Totally different perceptual battle there. Is margins for Notre Dame to win any big game that matters are already going to be small. You can't have any unforced errors. Timeouts at bat, you know, blowing the clock management at the end of halves, bad timeouts, all that stuff. 10 guys on the field, get serious. I'll never get over it. I take that back. Freeman wins a championship at Notre Dame, I'll get over it then. Ends are absolved at that point. Anything less than that, nope. To have that mistake in that big of a moment that comes around once every about 20 years, 18 since Bush, it was a big moment to have that big of a failure. So coaching, he's got to tighten all that up. Now the benefit he has is, with Denbrock and Golden, that's a really, really good way to help your young coach develop and get better at what he needs to do, is to have two generals out there you trust like those guys. So that's number four. Number five, catch some good luck. Catch some good luck for once. Notre Dame's had a lot of luck lately. Bad luck. Notre Dame doesn't get good breaks. They don't create their own good breaks. The ball doesn't bounce their way in the biggest games. And I know you could say winners make their own luck. Well, whatever you want to draw it up to, you know, a leprechaun's curse, whatever the hell you want to draw it up to, it needs to change. We just had bad luck with injuries and football forever. Can we balance out the ledger? But I'm serious. Any team that makes a real run has to have good luck with health and a couple good breaks in the year. So those are my five. Better quarterback play. The offense can't be horrible and lame anymore. The defense is really good, but they have another level, another notch they could get up to. The coaching's got to be really tight. And then have some better luck with injuries and some good breaks. Position groups that have to take a jump. Wide receiver. Believe it only when I see it. All this hype and they're fast and they have some depth and the young guys can be relied on early. Believe it when I see it. Wide receiver. O-line. There's no better way to sabotage all of the new OC's game plans than having an O-line that can't block it up. Quarterback, we already talked about. D-line, I need more pressure, and I need you to fill them run lanes. Linebackers, again, run lanes and pressure. I'm looking at both of those groups there. Those are areas Notre Dame's got to improve. What do you guys think? What do you think? Do you agree with my list? Do you disagree with my list? Is there other shit you would have on the list? What do you think? Let me know.